Welcome to this special year-end gathering of Mystical Sisterhood. As we close out 2025, let's take a sacred pause together and celebrate you. Where did your journey begin this year? What experiences rose up as unexpected teachers? Where do you find yourself standing now? And what visions are you beginning to shimmer on the horizon? You have grown in ways you may not even realize yet. Transformation often happens quietly in the in-between moments, and today we honor all of it. In this episode, I will be celebrating my guests of 2025, voices that have walked beside us, expanded us, and reminded us of our own magic. So settle in, take a deep breath, and let's step into this reflective time together. This is our closing ceremony for 2025 and the beginning of what's yet to come. Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation. Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman. I wanted to join together in celebration and appreciation as you recognize where you are finding yourself as we close out 2025 and how much you've transformed through these past 12 months. You know, to be honest, you could probably listen to this episode at any time and take account of where you started, what you've been through, how you went through that process, how you've grown. It's not something that can only be done at year end. In fact, it can be done more regularly and should be, I think, if you take away the should. That's an invitation, actually. So I believe that we're doing the inner work with the outer world changing around us. And what I'm talking about there is when we work on ourselves and look into the places that maybe are our shadowy places or the places that we know that we are either challenged by, whether that's, you know, making a lot of projections and judgment of other people or being caught up in spirals of negativity and complaining. I mean, we know we are conscious beings. And so, you know, I think that I definitely used to live in that land, you know, even, you know, beyond this past year, like if you take the Maureen 10 years ago. But I think through all of this, you know, some of the questions that I ask myself more regularly through life is how is this for me and how can I expand through it? And just moving from any sense of holy crap. And sometimes there's that too. How is this happening to me? Oh, I feel so bad for myself, all these kind of things. And how is it for me? And how can I grow through it? You know, and sometimes that's not in the exact moments that any of us can use that. But I think in reflection and looking back in hindsight in the rearview mirror, that sort of thing, we absolutely can. And I think that's a really neat lens of looking, you know, back in our lives in order to use it in the present moment as we go forward. I want to say before I do my shout out to my guests this year, of which I think I counted 36 and I did 16 solo episodes. They've just been amazing guests that I'm sure if you're new here, you know, go back and listen. I'm going to mention and have some topics catch your ear, go back and listen. And if you are just one of my listeners that comes back time and time again, thank you. You know, you hear me say thank you a lot, but it is with gratitude I have for you, you know, whether I hear or not. Sometimes, again, that doesn't happen in the moment, but it's inadvertent and it comes with time. I'll say that I think in the last 6 months, I've been resting a lot. And I think many of us have, as we've taken stock of our lives and taken stock of what is working for us and what needed to change in order for us to step into a fuller version of ourselves. I believe that that work's going on for a lot of us, which is exciting, especially listeners here. If you think you have a friend who's on that wavelength too, please share, because I believe these messages of possibility, new paradigm shifts, they are essential for the times we're living in the coming times. And in that way, I'm really excited for Mystical Sisterhood because, you know, maybe in a sense, it's a little bit ahead of the curve as we finish 3 years. One of the skills that I've been really leaning into is trusting that the universe is divine, that I'm a divine being within the universe, but that I practice how can I trust that I'm exactly where I need to be? How can I trust that the universe will guide me to what my next steps will be, whether that's in a personal relationship or one of my work? And I do believe that the universe is filled with such beauty. We see it through nature. We see it through each other. We see it through our pets. I don't know if you're sensing this, like more attunement that you yourself are having to your outside world, almost like a heightened sensitivity. Maybe you're more aware of synchronicities happening in your life, of seeing triple numbers on license plates, of seeing a cardinal who may be a loved one who's passed on. The universe is the beautiful in its connectivity and how we are absolutely a tapestry of individuals across the world who are more interconnected than ever, you know, through the internet. So, kind of leaning in for myself to this. Everything is working out in perfect order and everything is in divine timing and happening as it is meant to be. Helps me slow down and sort of lean in a little bit more. And that also helps me lean into a flow of life and not having to push or strive as much, but know that I'm being guided down certain paths, you know, and if it's not the right one for me, that I have that conscious free will and choice to make another choice and decision for myself. And I think that, you know, it'd be a really interesting experience or experiment if we can learn to do this together and to really join in. I think we already are here at Mystical Sisterhood, but join into the more conversations around. How is this working out for me? And what am I seeing as connections in my life? And why did that person appear? Or why did that conversation come up? Or why did I pick up that book or read that paragraph or see the quote on the internet? You know, that it's all here for you. And it is quite divine when we start to work on that. And, you know, I think as a corollary, sometimes it's the theme under the theme. And for me, underneath that theme of trust and knowing, I have to really look at where worry shows up for me because they don't really go hand in hand, right? Like trusting in the universe, but then carrying a lot of fear and worry. And what I've learned about worry with myself is I've held it with a lot of grace and compassion, is that it kind of developed in another area of my life. Maybe when I was a younger girl or a teenager or a younger mom, or someone told me something about myself or my children or whatever it is that embedded with me, and I took on someone else's belief or maybe their internalized worry or fear. And I think what's happening for myself, and tell me what you think, but is that I'm learning that sometimes it was other people's stuff or it was born of experiences that I have healed. And that I can put up and I can say thank you to first, but also retire and put a new belief system in its place. And what I'm finding too is that sometimes these are just outdated versions of myself still trying to have that stronghold. And I believe that that is my microcosm that's reflective of the macrocosm because we see structures in our outer environment. That where we see like this dominant patriarchy holding on for dear life and the ridiculousness and the insanity of it is that holding on for dear life. And the more of us that do this transformational work and this staying in our light and believing and knowing we are the light and it matters, the better our world becomes. And I believe that wholeheartedly, and I'm going to stand by that. And I think that's one transformation that I've seen in myself through the podcast is the willingness to say my truth and to share how I see it. And when I see guests coming through and also owning that, it gives me permission. I love it because I'm like, wow, they're so definitive about that. Like, where am I still not showing what I'm definitive about? Like, keeping that for the backroom conversations, like, this is what I believe, and you know, and so own your truth. I think that there's a lot of tools like this, like I just described. Those are tools. That's not just a conversation. It's like questions you can ask yourself, like queries. And I do believe it's all held in that kind of like I'm holding a baby right now, but that lens of compassion. And I think that's great. Thank you to Mystical Sisterhood for seeding so many great guests, new possibilities, and new paradigms. And thank you to women across the world and the men I've had on who are endeavoring into new workspaces. And even looking at what they've done and be willingness to change it too. We're ending up the year 2025 as a 9 year. And from what I understand for numerology, it's a year of completions. And putting to rest or saying night night to what is not working for us, and moving into 2026, a 1 year, which is a year of new beginnings, rebirths, and coming home to ourselves. Let's just say that. So exciting that we want to do that together. And I will reflect back to you what I've found in myself, that we are all eternal creators and manifestors. And I do believe that we give each other this permission with each and every willingness step we are taking, again, in ourselves, in our families, in our homes, in our communities, with our friendships, and with the collective. So this is downright mystical to me because it is like naked to our eye, but we're doing it right. It's not the clothes I wear, it's not the candle that sits next to me, the microphone in front of me. It's the mystical, it's the mystic. And the one thing I've learned too is that we all have this mystic within us. There's not one of us that doesn't. And you are a divine being, and we are remembering this divinity within us. You know, I'm just going to give a shout out for my coaching programs too, right now, in that anything that we talk about here, especially in my solo episodes, and the inner transformation that I have gone through is a backdrop, you know, all the studies I've done in conscious parenting and reparenting and, you know, inner child work and soul psychology and everything is that it provides a backdrop of holding that anything is possible and that change is possible. I knew since a young woman, change is possible, change is possible. And when you commit to it and when you set that vision out and your intention, it is going to happen again on its own timeline, in its own way that is perfect for you. So that's a bit saying about the coaching that I provide because it's such a beautiful experience of joining together one to one and the groups that are forming. You know, I have my soul business group on Wednesdays, but I'm also going to be endeavoring into new circle work and networking events. So just keep an eye on my Instagram and then on my website if you're interested in anything like that. Because I'm all about the mystical conversations, whether they're one-on-one or in groups or through the podcast. Now I'm going to give a little shout out to each guest that was on this year, okay? And I'll try to do my best to say just a moment about them. Nisha Patel started us out, and that was episode 107. And Nisha was great. She talked about her sobriety journey. She talked a lot about just coming home to herself, being truthful with herself and her family. And so I love that she had places inside of her that she didn't out for a long time, perhaps because she didn't understand them yet, but also because of family of origin and, you know, conditioning, and that she's just learned a lot about the transformational journey and what sobriety means to her and how she helps people in that endeavor. Now, Nicola Farmer was one of my guests who works with children and their intuition. Now, Nicola is one of those people that is just an infinite well of wisdom. I remember her telling me that we have PhDs in this lifetime of complexity, but not that of simplicity. And she was also a guest who reminded me and our guests that if you have the light within and you're on a path of spirituality, do not, it is imperative that you do not shelve that, that you follow and you find your people and you find the messaging that works for you. And the world needs you now more than ever. And she called us mission weavers. And isn't that just so beautiful? She said that she likened it to an air traffic controller at the airport and just this weaving tower. And that those of us who are doing this work or listening to this work or implementing it in our own lives are the mission weavers. I mean, it's just so gorgeous. I can't say. So, Joe Argazi and Eric Luzak were my two men this year. And, you know, it's called Mystical Sisterhood. So I don't always have the men on, like, right off the bat. But I think that I'm going to incorporate more male voices during the next year and to come because in the sisterhood, we're not just alone, right? We have men in our lives. So Joe is just a wisdom keeper. He came on episode 109, and I really want to have him on in the beginning of 2026 because he has so much to share. And he talks a lot about the nurturing and care that the younger versions of ourselves need that we did not get when we were young. And so the practices Joe implements in his life are exquisite and exceptional. And he is a person that I always think really walks the talk, like for real, and uses everything that comes up in his life as a reminder of the benevolent universe that will keep on bringing us what we need. And Eric Luzak, he was a later episode in the year, but Eric came to me through Valerie Wood. They had known each other, for a long, long time. She's an intuitive who's been on the show a few times. And Eric was a breath of fresh air through a man who, is really looking at his life and, his shadows and the things that he's moved through. And he guides men both in individual coaching and in group work now. And I think having that male voice, I heard it from men who listen to my podcast that we need that. We need that. And we all need to understand ourselves, not just the women. So, I'm just going to say right now, if you have any mystical people in your life, send me an email. Like I'm always, I turn to Podmatch, which is a Podmatch service at the end of the year. But, we all know people who are sharing their wisdom. So I'm just going to put that out there. Jay Coates Greathouse was episode 111, that magical number. She is a coach down in Atlanta, and she is all about community and women's groups and, just knowing that the world's abundance is flowing and there for us. And she really talked about the energy of fear that people are navigating and the fact that it's one of the illusions out there. And whether it comes through what we're seeing in the outside world or not, that it's really coming back to yourself again and knowing of your own gifts and trusting in them. Very empowering interview. Abby Hildebrand joined me early in the year. She's a breathwork specialist, and she came through Sophie Sheesh, who had been on the year before in 24. And Abby was great. She held her baby during the pandemic and was filled with anxiety herself and, studied breathwork. And, I heard so many great things about that episode, and she just had so many great messages coming through. So thank you, Abby, for that. Julie Geigel is a woman who I did a small mastermind with a few years ago. She channels Archangel Metatron, amongst others, I believe, a former school teacher who followed her calling to establish a practice that was based in angels and messages she was receiving. Athena Harrell was also just an amazing guest who I studied with last year, late November of 24. And she is an intuitive teacher. And whoo, the amount of messages and wisdom that comes through Athena, I can't even tell you. She's got a great program for, beginning intuitives that is a master course, really. I cannot speak of it enough. And Athena also provided details on what a zero point meditation was. And in fact, you can look for that. And a zero point meditation brings you into this zero point field. It's an energetic field where your answers lie. So check that out. Jaina Swan came next, and Jaina came through Simona Costantini, my editor. And Jaina told her amazing experiences in her life story that began with illness in her 20s and led her down paths I don't think she ever could have imagined. And now she le leads great groups and experiences for people to understand themselves deeply. Jodi Bondi Norgard was also an amazing guest who came through a teacher from my grade school. And I went to a book event for Jodi's book she wrote on gender stereotypes, which really had been in the making for at least 15 years when she first had an experience with her daughter where she saw like so undeniably how gender stereotypes ruled at that time the world of toys and messaging. And so that Jodi was a great episode, and I want to encourage you. That episode was gangbusters. Dr. Therese Rowley joined me in the first year and in this third year. She's doing great work around not only conscious business, but multisensory children, and has a lot of infrastructure and supportive programming for who she calls super parents, parents of kids who have multisensory abilities. And she knows that they're working overtime. and really diligently and require support. So Dr. Therese Rowley was a great episode. Olga Naiman was an unexpected, she came through me through her PR agent, and she has a book called Spatial Alchemy, and it's all about setting up your spaces and interior design with beauty, thoughtfulness, and just being super mindful. Then Hanno LaPlaca, she is a fellow coach of mine from my coaching programs, but she also is a powerhouse and a former financial, what do I want to say, businesswoman. And she combines all her just knowledge that's come to her, I'd say, in the last 5 years through, consciousness and through her lived experience and her wow, exemplary work with Leslie Bost on the presence process and the groups they offer through that. But Hanno is a real alchemist, and she is taking all of those things and creating her own, special line of offerings. And so she was amazing. Catherine Willows joined us for a podcast on tapping into your creative nature. Rachel Barker was an intuitive who works at Miraval, and she is an intuitive. She'll help you with your intuition. She teaches around tarot, and she brought such a soft and warm presence to these topics that I imagine, I haven't had a reading with her yet, but it's on my bucket list to do so, that it's very amazing the information that comes through. Bess Strzelecki followed Rachel. These guests, Rachel and Bess, were through Amy Hierman. Thank you, Amy. I always like to do shout outs. And she's an evolutionary astrologist who also went through physical challenges to get to where she is now. She had studied yoga, shamanism while holding down a corporate job. And through her health challenges that really brought her to her knees, she got into evolutionary astrology, and she's just already taken off so amazingly. Andrea Markusich of The Nuff Company is here to share her story and to also tell us about her company that provides wall murals for schools, reminding children that they are, in fact, enough as is. The messages of worthiness and self-compassion come through in her interview. I loved it. Simona Costantini graced our airwaves. She is my beloved podcast editor, and she not only so beautifully edits this show, but she's here for year two if you have any sights on starting a podcast in 2026. Reach out to me to learn more about my experience, or reach out to Simona Costantini at Volt Productions to look into, having your own produced. Smriti Gopal also came and talked about the children, but really in guiding our children, Smriti talks about the reparenting of ourselves. And I think sometimes when we look into the parenting that we want to do, we run up against how we were parented. There's a lot to mend there. And Smriti Gopal, she's in India, and she does this work delightfully. I loved our interview and the wisdom that came through. Nandita or Nandi Wise joined me to talk about consciousness again. Very expansive interview about looking at the Vedas in the concept of Vedic time and Vedic principles that I was not familiar with that really expanded my mind and helped me understand the era that we're being ushered into. Jodi Farina is a local healer to my area outside Chicago who does Reiki and energy work. And she graced the airwaves to talk about that and also light codes. And so we were in the second episode she was on, I learned more about light codes, which I was enamored by. I talked about Eric, who came. Then I had Jen Stump. She's a quantum, I'm going to get this wrong, but medical intuitive healer or intuitive medical healer. But she can read into your energy field and help clear stuck energies and really enlighten you as to what the unseen is for you. Sand Symes was amazing. Thank you to my guest, Hanno LaPlaca, for putting sand in my path. She does great work around ancestry and plant medicine, and she's a great storyteller. So go back and listen to that if you haven't had a chance. Honey Chang talked about pleasure and sensuality, and that was such a beautiful episode. And she shared of her sort of lifelong study and how she brings this work to retreats around the world. Kristen Swan joined us to talk about our creativity again, I think. And she was a generational match for me. I think we had a lot in common. And she does a lot of her offerings through helping people with their writing and journaling and storytelling. Michelle Henderson, wow, she was a former teacher who is now channeling that into working with families who have children who are connected, as we say, beyond the veil. That was a really cool one. Hope Fitzgerald has the Infinity Wave, and Hope grew up in a very spiritual home. And I had heard her on Pam Gregory's astrology YouTube channel, and I was like, wow, when Hope came to me to be on the show, I was like, heck yeah, I want to do that. And we had a lot of fun, and I just had so much fun learning about her own spiritual mother. So if you are a spiritual mother out there, hey, bring it on, because your children will remember, and you are influencing their lives. But Hope and I talked about her infinity wave and just her intuitive work that she's putting out there on the planet. Cynthia Rivard talked to us about ushering in the new earth and new paradigms. So completely refreshing. Melissa Paul talked about her company, Well Grounded Home, and offered grounding mats and grounding sheets through her website. So check her out. I have a code, an affiliate code for that, with, I believe, 10% off. But I'm using the grounding sheets now, and they're really beautiful. Help lower information and just discharge, kind of, I'm not going to say it correctly, but like I want to say almost like electricity from you that keeps you more grounded. Catherine Borgman Arboleda was another parenting, I'm going to say, expert, and she leads parents and families who are going through challenging times with addiction and mental health. And she is a beautiful, fearless leader. She has a podcast with former guest Terry Potter called Navigating the Abyss. And they're talking about the really, challenging times as parents we go through. And that's a must listen to. And they've got quite a few episodes out now. And I think most of us can relate to that. So I was super grateful. Melanie Ramone, I met through Alicia Isaacs-Howes. She did a podcast earlier in the year on conscious business and our soul alchemy. And then she came back in December to talk about a retreat she had gone on last year that was full of spiritual manipulation. And it was really a big, big messaging around reclaiming our inner power. So that's a not to miss. I had Dr. Melanie Falvey, who is the founder of Expert Channel TV. And again, like each of these podcasts, the essence of the person shines through so much, and you will learn from their life stories because you will see your own in it. And Melanie, she's been an interior designer, a backdrop designer for people's videos, so much. I mean, it's unbelievable. Rhiannon Hines, she talked all about really the illusions that we see in our life and the dreamscape, the illusions that we live in. It's a very poetic and soul-stirring episode. And Rhiannon also talked about the good enough life and where we settle and what's really waiting for us on the other side of the not settling. Dr. Carrie Jacobson was one of my November guests right before Thanksgiving. She has Be Optimal Holistic Health Center right outside Chicago. And Chicago city limits, I should say. And they're doing very innovative work around applied kinesiology, light therapy, sound and vibration, metabolic health. And that was just, she was a joy to interview and just a lot of revelations in that one. And Amma Baran rounded out our year. And Amma is a mystic, she is a shaman, and she is a practitioner of life. And so I was learning every moment of that episode, and it aired, I think, the day before Christmas, which I was so grateful for because I think it was full of just blessings. So that was just a year ago. So I think at count, I had 36 guests and 16 solos. And through these guests, I really see this larger tapestry being created. And it's like these little pods of light, that are lighting up. And one of the reasons I wanted to put them all together and hopefully they will listen is for them to know all the lives that they're connected to through this portal, and the listeners too. I think together we are co-creating a world we want to see and a more harmonious world. And I think that just coming in presence to this idea that we're here to evolve in ourselves, but also consciously with one another. Super powerful. And I know I learn through study and through each other, self-study and through each other. So whatever you're going through and navigating, you know, the things that you say out in the world, the resources you share, they're impactful to my life. And I trust that what is shared here, in whatever way it is, that it's important for somebody's life. And this outer world, we're being told one thing, but I really want to hold on to the world I want to see. And you're creating that in the way you are. And it doesn't have to look like the way someone else is creating it. In fact, it won't. So just be you, be in your, authenticity. Know that things are being overturned and new paradigms are being put out there each and every day. If you see something that doesn't work for you, put energy towards what does work for you and go for a generative mind power instead of one that pulls you back and keeps you stuck. I'll just say that. I think humanity is rising up to meet the challenges of the day. And I want to give a particular shout out for the younger generations. You know, I think it's easy for those in Gen X to say, the social media and they're on their phones all the time and look, but they are also innovators of the new earth that's coming. And I really want to put, that deposit in the bank of like, keep on going. We know that you're living in a world that is full of challenges. Follow your soul, follow your heart, follow your inner guidance, and look for mentors in generations above you that are really sharing messages you want to hear, and ask them questions, because I believe that's something that was lost, at least in US culture, that we went to our mentors. But I really believe that we're moving into a time where it's here for you. And you know what? You're our teachers too. And I love that about it. So whether or not you're of the TikTok generation, they have a lot of wisdom. I want to ask you a question as we close out this last episode of 25. Will you be part of a movement that commits to holding a clear and elevated frequency that is taking over the planet and creates a forward movement that is so needed at this time? Will you commit to an inner movement that stands for your own wholeness and loving nature? And if you say yes, I'm ready. If you say I'm on my way, Mystical Sisterhood and my coaching practices and group work, or just even a conversation is here for you, it's a place to celebrate, share, shine, and we are only just beginning. So it's an invitation to establish the qualities you want to live by. Are they the qualities of abundance, clarity, love, compassion, gratitude, peace, calm, joy, beauty, luxury, celebration, sisterhood, curiosity, creativity, laughter? Which ones are you craving? And write them down for yourself. Journal about them. And you know, what are you saying goodbye to? And what are you saying hello to? 2026 is going to be a very auspicious year for you. I just know it. Year four will hold many amazing mystics and conversations. I can't wait to be in the energy with you. Good night to 2025 and welcome to 2026. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.